Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Haven, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled Deepest Desires.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, the way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in them. Whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in them. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The Gospel of the Lord. In the weeks and months leading up to Christmas, many children are busy writing their letters to Santa requesting their deepest desires, toys, clothes, new shoes, the latest telephones or gadgets. Sometimes the children will make requests on behalf of their parents or other siblings, reflecting consideration and awareness of others. This year, some of the letters that arrived at the North Pole via the United States Postal Service asked for their moms or dads to come back, perhaps from wherever the military had sent them. And a few asked for a cure for COVID-19, demonstrating a wisdom and maturity beyond their years that Christmas is about more than material things. What we celebrate during these holy days is what gives Christmas its ultimate meaning, that God's deepest desire is to be close to God's people, and that God fulfilled that desire in the birth of Jesus, becoming one among us. What better way to be close to others than to share in the joy and celebration, suffering and sorrow that marks every life? In today's gospel, Simeon's deepest desire is granted when he's given the opportunity to hold in his arms the child for whom he had awaited and prayed, Jesus, who was the Christ of the Lord. As the gospel tells us, Simeon was righteous and devout, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. That is, he was a man who was in relationship, in friendship with his God, and could recognize the gift of his life's desire when it was before him. Which begs the question, Is our relationship, our friendship with God, such that we would recognize the fulfillment of our deepest desire when it is given to us? And a second, or maybe a previous question, what is our desire? What is my deepest desire? What is your deepest desire? For some of us, our deepest desire might be for food, clothing, shelter, or healthcare, because we don't have that right now. For others of us, it might be the healing of a broken relationship, a broken heart, or a broken promise. There's a Christmas song entitled My Grown-Up Christmas List that several artists have included on their Christmas collections. The refrain is one that many of us might include on our list of deepest desires. I'll read it for you. Here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. Everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my Christmas list. This song recognizes what is at the heart of so many people around the world today, a desire for peace, for healing, for hope, for relationship, for love. It's how to get there. In his first epistle, St. John gives us a clue. We get there in knowing Jesus and keeping his commandment. The commandment isn't new. It is from the beginning. To love. To love God and to love what and who God loves. That is, everything and everyone, for all our children of God. Such love, though, isn't easy. It doesn't always come naturally. It is intentional. The former superior of the Jesuit order, Pedro Arrupe, summed it up perfectly in the words that are attributed to him. Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will do with your evenings, how you will spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love. Stay in love, and it will decide everything. As followers of the Christ, the command to love isn't meant to be an order or a mandate, as we understand those words to mean. It is an invitation to accept, a gift to receive. It is a desire from the heart of God to our hearts. We'll find the world begins to be transformed when God's deepest desire becomes our own.